Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. This is this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen here, yes, an American Family Farmer. I run a farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. I invite people from time to time to go to the website. Well, there's nothing really special there. We raise Jersey replacement heifers, a lot of activity on the farm, have wood lots and compost piles and things that are of practical use. Practical experiences that I had as a youngster growing up, I've sort of put them into focus, if you will, on my farm. So if you want to check it out, you can do that. I'm happy to have people look at that, as I want to look at your websites as well. Send them along to me at theamericanfamilyfarmershow.com. You can hear this program every week on a lot of the same radio stations that carry the Good Day program Monday through Friday. And then, of course, there's the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Each program starts with a number of news items from this past week. I thought the fact that the state of Illinois is trying to change the estate tax for family farm operations to be something of note. They think it's important in Illinois, and it is important all around the country, to preserve family farms. So there are two new bills that have been filed with the Illinois General Assembly. Listen up. They seek to update language in the Estate and Generation Skipping Transfer Tax Act that changes how and whether it's easy or not. The Family Farm Preservation Act, sponsored by State Rep. David Kohler and State Rep. Sharon Chung. They have, and they're aiming it to get through the state senate there as well. It raises the exemption for farm family estates from $4 million to $6 million. So we all know what happens, right, when the farmer dies and they have to pay a huge estate tax and they don't have the money, so they have to sell the land, what that does to family farms. So at least in Illinois and some other states as well, they're getting smart. Because it's important for us, so we don't get our hands around, wrap ourselves around what's happening to farmland in our country. This is, you know, it's going to be a disaster for how we produce food for ourselves. 96% of the farms in Illinois are owned by families. And the estimated average size of most of the farms in Illinois, about 375 acres. Farm operations could pull in an income ranging from $100,000 a year to $900,000 a year. But if the farm becomes an estate because of the death of the owner and operator, it could be taxed up to $5 million, even though most of these farms do way less than $1 million a year in business. And how much of it can they bring to the bottom line is another good question. So in Illinois, the number one industry is agriculture. The farmers in Illinois account for $137 billion in revenue. So the Farm Bureau leader says, quote, "What's even more amazing is that this is an industry that's made up of family farm units. Why would you want to risk that being upset by having people sell the farm to pay the death tax?" Which is the question. So anyway, moving the threshold up by a couple of $1 million is in line with some of the proposals. The federal real estate exemption for small businesses is actually $13 million, and they're going to, with Biden as his way, it'll get dropped down because certainly there's no better way than to spend a lot of your money and waste it than to grab your money at death. So anyway, that's my editorial comment about that. And I am happy to see the state of Illinois doing what is necessary to save family farms. All right, a couple of other legal items here. A couple of bills introduced that would allow the sale of unpasteurized raw milk in West Virginia. This is a good bill from my perspective. It was introduced by one of the local delegates, actually I think he's a farm kid, Michael Hornsby. It gives raw milk producers immunity from civil liability related to consuming unpasteurized products. The other bill before the West Virginia House is the Farm Fresh Dairy Act that would allow for the sale and consumption of homemade and farm fresh raw milk and raw milk products, which would encourage the expansion of raw milk sales. They're finally grasping this, you can throw out what most of the public health schools teach people about raw milk. Raw milk is what most of us who grew up on the farm grew up on. And it was only because when there were a lot of farms that were associated with mills and the cows didn't get out and they got dirty and the milk got dirty and people got sick from it. But it's way overcooked, pardon the pun. It's overdone. The focus on how bad raw milk is actually much better than processed milk. But in some cases, if it isn't properly procured, that is, if the milking system isn't clean, then, you do have a problem. It made me a much better farmer. Selling raw milk on my farm, I used to sell over 100 gallons of raw milk a day, and I was much, much better. Cows were cleaner, barns were cleaner, everything was cleaner. So anyway, in West Virginia, this House bill allows the sales of unpasteurized raw milk and the products directly between the farmer and the consumer, and allows the Department of Agriculture there to register and inspect small dairies for compliance. That's fine. We used to do that. I'm all for that. Milking practices are important when it comes to selling raw milk, how clean the facilities are, the storage, all that stuff. So the bill makes it illegal for municipalities to have their regulations about raw milk. That is, individual communities cannot say, you can't sell this in our community. And that's what happens in Massachusetts. The state oversees it. Local communities got nothing to do. I think that's the way it is in most states. If this comes to pass, it'll be 27 states that allow raw milk to be served either or purchased on the farm or in some cases sold in stores. So anyway, there's a problem with the federal law. Transportation and sale of raw milk across state lines is prohibited. It's like marijuana. Most local and state health departments advise against drinking raw milk because of bacteria and viruses. Nonsense. It is. It's the complete. If it's done right. If it's not done right, they're right. But if it's done the right way, not a problem. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer, continuing the news of the week. After a reintroduction to a product that I used to talk about a lot on the air, and those were the pillows and the various other things that come from MyPillow. So now MyPillow is getting sort of back into the fold. They want to thank you and everybody that has supported MyPillow over the years. They have a clearance sale going on right now and a new product sale for the best prices ever when you use promo code DS for Doug Steffen. DS, you get free shipping on your entire order as well as these fabulous prices. 50% off, for example, on the MyPillow 2.0. 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that they just have. Hey, let's see here. A deal on the six pack of towels, $29.98. You can also take advantage of free shipping on larger items. And then be sure to use promo code DS with the free shipping attached to it and the best prices. The entire order, promo code DS, or you can go to MyPillow.com. Again, the promo code is DS. Doug Stephan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday, and so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right, yes. Well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, you know, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploft.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form. It's on our website, toploft.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploft.com.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
With more news here on this week's American Family Farmer program. Last week we were talking about the bird flu. I didn't have time to bring you up to date on some of the outbreaks. Most of you who are in this business know that the USDA has spent $1 billion to compensate the farmers who lost their flocks and also to suppress the spread of this disease. And I say this editorially, if you shot every goose that was flying in the sky, you'd probably cut the avian flu down to next to nothing. It's really these flying monsters that drop the salmonella poison in their poop that these chickens get a hold of, and that's the end of that. So anyway, producers, growers, and integrators are very concerned about this problem. And I'm looking at the largest recipient. See, because oftentimes the government money goes to the people who don't need it. So let's see who the recipients are here. $74 million went to Jennie-O Turkey, which is a subsidiary of Hormel Foods, and they're in California. A vet there named Crystal Heath got a list of payments through public records. The other top recipients, Rembrandt Enterprises in Iowa, got $27 million. Sunrise Farms of Iowa got $25. W.G. Walbaum of Minnesota got $25 million. And Tyson's got $24 million. Why in the name of God did Tyson Foods get $24 million? They don't have one chicken to their name. They hire it done, as does Purdue. Most of the chicken processors don't have their own farms. They have the stuff grown to their specs on farms all over the country, from Pennsylvania to Maine, down into the South, the Mid-South. So the fact that they got this money is an outrage, but it kind of reminds me of the time Sonny Perdue, the ag secretary for Trump, took $8 billion of the COVID money and gave to his pals down in the Southeast, especially down in Georgia. Anyway, so that's an update on some of the news, not all of it, because there's a lot of things going on. But I wanted you to have some info to bring you up to date on things that are of interest and importance to all of us. Coming up in a moment, we're going to meet Megan Allen from JA Farms. It's a feed business, as much as I can tell. Well, you're going to find out with me in a matter of moments here, so stick around for that. Up next on this week's American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
On this week's American Family Farmer program, I'm Doug Steffen with Megan Allen, who's here from JA Farms, which is a feed business. And it isn't, I can't remember that we've had anybody on this program in the past 5-6 years that was in the feed business specifically. So, Ms. Allen, you're the farmer, you're the business owner, you and your husband and your children are in this operation. So it looks like you have a multiple source of revenue here. So how did the feed mill and the retail feed store come about if you're actually farmers raising cattle?
Yes, sir. We started the feed business primarily because we were very short on hay. It was around 2007-2008. We had had a lot of drought and just not a lot of availability for hay. So my husband and I are very involved in Farm Bureau, and we were actually at a Farm Bureau Young Farmer and Rancher National Meeting in Jacksonville, Florida, talking with other farmers, and a cotton farmer from Arkansas sitting there with us said, "Man, I wish you could use this stuff that we get out of the backside of the gin." Many guys in this area just call it gin trash. It's a byproduct. It has a little bit of everything of the cotton crop in it. And so we thought, well, we'll test it. We'll see if this is possible. It was. So we purchased our first semi-truck and trailer and started hauling this gin trash. So that kind of just started the business. Then it just quickly evolved over the years. We primarily hauled byproducts. And then over time, we've just slowly moved into formulated feeds for cattle, horses, chickens, goats, pigs, you name it. And then, you know, have just kind of watched it grow, as other farmers have also been in the same predicaments that we've been in with feed and hay.
So why were you in that predicament? What was the bottom line as to what was going on that made it so difficult for you at that time to get the feed you needed for your cattle?
It was mostly the drought. We're like all farmers. We don't want, or ranchers as well, we don't want to feed a feed mix unless you absolutely have to, because that just cuts into your bottom line. But we had to have something. We just didn't have enough hay baled for the year to get us through until spring. And so we just had to look at an alternative source. And so that's primarily the reason. We just had to. It was either that or sell all the cattle that we did have.
So are you and your husband, Jeremy, both farm kids? You grew up on the farm. Is the farm you're on now a family farm?
Jeremy grew up on the farm. His family had a dairy business, and then his parents started layer houses. They built 3 layer houses here in Bismarck. We do not currently farm the family land. There are several children involved in that, but his uncle still runs cattle on the family land. I did not grow up a farm kid. I was a country kid, but I was not a farm kid, and I really did not I wasn't around cattle, horses, much of anything until Jeremy and I started dating. And then
that's
I was
sweet.
Fully immersed in the farming world.
Right. But that's it. You see, you go, you date a guy who's a farmer, and you become a farmer whether you like it or you don't like it.
That's exactly right.
Indoctrination, I think it's called, as much as anything else.
Yes.
All right, we're talking about JA Farms, their feed store, the history of their farm. Lots to talk about here. You can go to their website, which is jafarmsfeed.com. And we'll continue with Megan Allen here on this week's American Family Farmer. So please stick around.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News Update. Five Marines are still missing following the discovery of a Marine helicopter that went missing in California. The helicopter was found in Pine Valley Tuesday night, just about 40 miles east of San Diego. It was conducting a training flight from Creech Air Force Base near Las Vegas. Proclaiming himself as pro-life Superman, a man climbed the Las Vegas Sphere on Wednesday to gather funds for a pregnant woman. Mazan Deschamps shared footage on his Instagram profile.
Hey guys, I'm here on top of the Sphere. I guess they're going to make me go through the top.
Deschamps executed a comparable stunt in Phoenix during last year's Super Bowl week. Southern California is bracing for more rainfall and mountain snow this afternoon and into tonight. The area is still grappling with the aftermath of a Pineapple Express system that brought record-breaking precipitation and triggered nearly 500 landslides. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens. Good day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer. 34 after the hour now in the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Megan Allen is here. Quite cheerful, a lot of energy. She and her husband run the J.A. Farm feed business, which is down in Bismarck, Arkansas. And we're in the state of Arkansas. I'm familiar with the big cities. Where's Bismarck?
We are south of Little Rock.
if that helps you.
Yeah. So. You're close to the water then. You're not that far from the water, right?
Correct.
Close to the Gulf? Yeah, right. Does that help you?
We're about 6 hours from the Gulf. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, how much land do you have?
We own over, I'd say roughly over 400 acres, but we operate over 1,000 with the leases that we have, where we run cattle and also do hay production.
Right. Okay. So, and this is stuff that you use for yourself as well as everybody else. You mentioned cotton gin trash, which is an interesting phrase. I use what we call brewer's grain. I guess we'd call it brewer's grain trash because that's what it is. After the beer process, you have leftovers, and I've mixed it with silage for years. I fed it out straight. You can't feed it out straight until they get used to it because it'll
have some
cause
negative consequences.
Yeah, right, exactly, yes. So the cotton gin, somebody came to me not long ago, and I was thinking about that, to feed, or one of the things I was looking into was the stuff that comes from the byproduct of cotton growing. Cotton seed, I think. There's cotton oil as well, isn't there? Is that get mixed into what you're selling?
Yes. We don't use a lot of the cotton byproducts other than cottonseed hulls. We use that in a few of our cattle mixes. We primarily use soybean meal and soybean oil because that's safe for horses as well as cattle. So it's just that's a little bit more user-friendly for us, but a lot in our area use the cottonseed and the cottonseed meal and oil, yes.
You know, it's interesting, and this is, everybody probably knows this, but I'm going to repeat it just because I think maybe there may be one person out there that doesn't know that you can't feed the same thing to cows and horses in terms of this sort of thing. You can't, horses have one stomach, cows have four.
And
I have to keep my, I do have a few horses on my home farm, but I keep them away from the cattle feed because it's silage and it's other things that are not good for the horses. I mean, we can feed hay, can't feed baleage to them. Do you feed baleage? Do you produce any baleage on your farm for the cows?
No, we don't. We put up dry hay, and then for our cattle, they primarily get fed mostly just the excess from the feed mill and a little bit of distiller's grain to add a little bit of more protein. We bring in so much byproduct from the at least two mills here in Arkansas. We have the Delta Peanut Mill in Jonesboro, and then we have Riviana in Carlisle, and we haul a lot of salvage product out of there that we bring in, and then we make a livestock pellet. We have two pellet mills that we make. Take something that's not usable by itself and turn it into a product that's more desirable and more useful.
I have a friend who runs the grain company here that I use, Ventura Grain, down in Taunton, Massachusetts, and we were talking about that and what goes into the pellets, because I get specialized pellets that are formulated. Mostly I'm raising dairy replacement heifers, so I have a special mix that I want for that. But I do, it's interesting because we also have raw feed that we get vegetables and things from grocery stores. We mix it with tofu and apple pumice. And, you know, you're chuckling, but lots of stuff around, right?
We've been there. When we first started our feed mill, one of the first things we brought in was a semi-load of bagged cereal from Kellogg's out of Memphis. Yeah. And my husband paid a couple of high school boys to sit up there all weekend and bust bags of cereal. And at that time, the toy was still in the bag, so they had to go through and separate all the toys from the cereal. But we would mix that with the gin trash, you know, and it was a carbohydrate. It worked, you know, and farmers can be very resourceful when the time comes for it.
Well, it depends on whether you're a dairy guy or whether you're a beef guy.
Yes.
The tofu is great for finishing off the beef. I've found that. I don't have beef cattle, but I know that the fellow who has it that I get it from is finishing a couple of hundred stock cattle that are going into market, and the tofu seems to do a great job. And so, you know, we all mix it with the vegetables. What a great way to keep from having the grocery store. All these chains throw stuff out, so we might as well take it and feed it to the cows if it's good. And most of it is. It's actually pretty fresh. You know, the peelings from vegetables and the peeling, like butternut squash. And the only thing, I'll tell you a quick story. This may have happened to you. So the last couple of years we've been feeding pumpkin and squash leftovers to the cows. And so, you know, they're in a feed lot in the wintertime, and so we scrape it up, put it in a manure pile, bring it out of the field, and we spread it. So last year we had so many pumpkins growing in the cornfield, it was hysterical, actually. It didn't hurt anything. It just was, you know, you spread it. I made the mistake of putting a couple loads in my garden as well. And so, but it's a byproduct. It's something else that you can put
it
in.
It is. And so. It works great. We actually did kind of have something similar to that happen, which is fantastic for me because since we've opened our retail location, I also sell pumpkins and gourds and mums in the fall. So, you know, I can feed my cattle and grow my own pumpkins to resell. So it works.
Nothing wrong with that. Now, you said you were a member, an active member of the Arkansas Farm Bureau. I'm very active in the Massachusetts Farm Bureau. Matter of fact, I have a Zoom call tonight with one of the committees I'm on. What does that shape up like? What does that look like, you being involved in the Farm Bureau? What active things are the Farm Bureau people doing down there to enhance your relationship with each other and in sales and dealing with government and stuff? What's the Farm Bureau like there in Arkansas?
We're very, you know, we're a very integral part of the agriculture environment here in Arkansas. We've been involved with Farm Bureau for about 20 years now. We've been members of the statewide FNR. I was the chair of the Women's Committee, and then now I'm a state board member with Farm Bureau. And, you know, they just always make sure that we have the resources that farmers and ranchers need to help, you know, the problems that are coming up, whether it's legislative or a drought or a flood or whatever it may be. Farm Bureau is just always, they're always there. You can always count on them. And that's why we have always been, always stayed members and
stayed it's
apart.
Important to stay active. Yeah. I don't know if you heard me earlier in the program. I was doing my news, farm news, and I was talking about the state of Illinois changing the death tax so that farmers are not forced, the families are not forced to sell the farm. Is that the sort of thing that the Farm Bureau is active in? Is that legislation and other legislation affect to you? What's important there in Arkansas?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, death tax is always one, as well as beginning farmer incentives and a few other things that we've kind of been working on have been, you know, issues with our checkoffs and plant board and things like that. We're always looking at ways to help beginning farmers because, I mean, we both know that the average age of the farmer just continues to climb, and we have fewer and fewer that are coming into this world, and we have to find ways to incentivize. And so we're always working with our legislature to do anything that they can to help encourage young people to farm or to stay on the farm rather than leaving the farm.
All right, so that begs the question of who's on your staff. What do you have for family members? How is it to find help down there? Is it all English-speaking people, natives? Are you hiring a lot of people through the H2A program? How does that shape up on your farm?
The majority of ours are locals. We do, Jeremy's dad actually works for us now, and then my stepfather is one of our truck drivers. So we have a little bit of family there. Our kids help out as much as they can. But the majority of we have about 20 employees, and the majority of them are just local Bismarck residents, that have you know, that we have kind of found. We do have trouble from time to time, but we're very thankful that right now we have a great crew that help keep all of our, you know, all of our different facets moving.
Right. Having a conversation with Megan Allen from JA Farms, the feed business down in Arkansas and Bismarck. We continue our conversation after a reminder about how to stay healthy from the folks at Calotren, Calotren. Farmers need to be healthy. We're getting into a really busy time for most farmers, and so in order to be healthy, you need to keep your weight in check. We all know, we all love to eat, we all have the great stuff that we grow on our farms, and sometimes it packs on the pounds. So if you're getting ready for the season, you better go to toploss.com and see how you and your family, if there is a problem, can help themselves with weight loss that's safe. The formula is all natural. You don't get anything that's going to be bad for you that mixes wrong with the other medications. Nope, this is all fresh, all functionally researched by the doctor and the nurses that put this formula together 27 years ago, and man, does it work. So you want to lose 20 pounds, let's say, you want to keep it off for good, then you follow the prescription, if you will, follow the help that's available at toploss.com. Friends and family, there are lots of great specials that are on right now. Check it all out. Calotren, fabulous weight loss program that keeps all the bad weight off by keeping up with the product. Toploss.com is the website for Calotren. All right, just a couple of moments left with Megan Allen. I want to congratulate you. I like your attitude. I think what you've done is fabulous. It just shows how, if you put your mind to it, you can create businesses. The world in America, especially, is a great place to start a business. Farms need to have sometimes, most of the time, extra income. And you've put your head together and have got a great farm going. I'm looking at the website, by the way, folks. It's jafarmsfeed.com. JAFarmsFeed.com. So check it out. See what happens in this circumstance. And, you know, maybe there's an idea. That's the whole idea of having these folks on the program, is give you ideas what you can do on your farm. It's just sometimes American ingenuity and hard work. That's what our farmers are all about. And I think it's something to tip our hat to. So, Megan, thank you for being here. Good luck to you and your husband, Jeremy, and the family at JA Farms Feed. Megan Allen here with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. What's up next? My thoughts on a particular subject. We'll do that after these words.
Steffen's Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. Doug will be joining me before too much longer, but before he does, I want to go into this a little further. What's left after they press the oil out of the soybean? There's this high-protein gooky stuff that's left, which results in products like, and you'll read this on the labels, soy protein isolate or soy protein concentrate. These are waste products. You find them all over the place in highly processed foods like soy protein smoothies. They're in energy bars. It's in fake meat like the Impossible Burger. Do not for a moment believe that the corporations selling these plant-based foods are good for your health or good for the planet, and have any other motive than making a profit off of cheap waste products. If you've been eating the standard American diet of processed foods, getting off the vegetable oil can be a daunting challenge. I hear that from my patients all the time. But here's a list. I'm going to...
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523.
53 past the hour. Doug Steffen with my thoughts on things that keep you up at night. I have plenty. You have plenty, right? We all, especially we get into the season, I think we're going to have an early spring here in Massachusetts, and I'm thinking I just bought a couple of used round balers, one of them for parts and one of them to make it work, so I'll have three crone balers. And I've actually found I've had a lot of different round balers. I don't like the new ideas. I don't crazy. I had a John Deere. I'm not a fan of John Deere, period, but I did have a good John Deere round baler. For a while, until somebody came along and offered me more money than I paid for it. So that was the end of that. And then I found through my pal Donald, my farms are in Middlesex County, Massachusetts. He farms in Worcester, and we've worked together for years and years and years. So he had a baler that he got. It was a Vicon, and he liked it. And then he found this crone baler, and I've been having a lot of trouble with the balers that I had. So we tried the crone, and actually it makes great bales, and I like it. So I bought another one, and then I just bought another one. So we'll have at least We'll make sure, because when things are hopping and the weather's good and we got a bale, I don't want the baler breaking down. And if it does, I get another one that I hook up to the tractor. My combo is I use an International Hydro tractor on, I use it actually, I have an 826 Hydro that I use with a small square baler. I have a 70 that I use with a round baler. And I have a 666 and a 544 Hydro that I use for chopping corn. I don't need them. I don't use them for raking. I use the Massey 180. I have six of those, and I use those for raking and tedding, that sort of thing. I use the 1100s for, I have, let's see, how many? I have four 1100s that I use, mostly for heavy stuff, harrowing, plowing, that sort of thing, although the four-wheel drive tractor is a 4270 Massey that I have is a much better plow tractor with a five-bottom plow behind it, much better than you know, using just a simple, even though the 1100 has been good with a five-bottom plow, you get into low land and it's a little wet and I don't want to get stuck. So four-bottom the five-bottom is great with a four-wheel drive tractor. Anyway, so thinking about how we move ahead and what keeps you up at night as you're getting ready. You know, you ordered your seeds already. You've probably ordered a lot of the fertilizers that you need. Other things that keep people up at night is what happens in an emergency. You know, one of the things I talked about earlier was how the state of Illinois is changing the death tax up a couple of million to $6 million, which is certainly much more. It's imperative that we save the farmland and save family farms. And many states and the federal government have been plain stupid about this because they're so greedy and so hungry to get your money so they can waste it that we have been losing a lot of our farms. That's how, you know, frankly, that's how the Chinese and some of these other people that are buying up big acreages are, the land is vulnerable because of the estate tax. Nobody puts two and two together. Hello, duh. That's what it's about. So anyway, we want to keep the business going, and this is the way to do it. You know, one of the other things, I didn't ask the lady who was here from the JB Feed outfit. I wondered about agritourism down there, because this, when my neck of the woods, agritourism is great. A lot of crowds come in. I made a decision about 12 years ago to have a lot of things, activities on the farm, and I've changed that this year. I'm not going to have any activities other than dairy, milking, selling milk, selling ice cream and that sort of thing. We've got our own brand, and we're packaging it specially this year. So because people want it, it's good ice cream, and they like the fact that we have a town, you know, that is encouraging as far as keeping the farm going is concerned, and they'll patronize the farm because of that. So, you know, other things that people are worried about having to do with fires on the farm, that certainly becomes a big problem sometimes in the winter. It depends on how well you're doing in the hay department. Most of the farms that I've seen over my life that have burned to the ground, it burned because the hay that was put into the loft wasn't properly cured and dried. So that happens. And plus there's electrical outlets, the old barns, they aren't necessarily up to speed, up to code. And so you got to keep your eye on that. Lots of different things. But I think it's an exciting time of year as well, because you're getting ready to get to work. A lot of the southern states are plowing and planting right now. So have a plan and stick to it. Right? The path this year for ag, I hope, is going to be better, and it very well may be. Word or two from me. Word to the wise is sufficient. Hopefully you'll have a great week. We'll talk to you again next week on the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests
and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.